are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. And I usually preach on a Friday night youth service. If you are a student here, you usually hear me every Friday. And by the way, if you don't know what is Friday night youth, that is our youth service for youth, for students, for young at heart. So if you have sons, daughters, or nieces, or you know someone who are students, you can invite them to our Friday night youth, 7 o'clock every Friday. And I usually preach there together with a group of youth pastors here and the team. And later, you will know one by one. Makakilala niyo po sila. And I usually do the transition and an offering to welcome you. But today, I'm going to preach a message that is very close to my heart. In fact, it is so close to my heart. I throw my life into this calling. I throw my life into this cause. And I think, okay, for the last 10 years, I came to know the Lord. For the last 10 years, and looking forward for 20, 30, 40 more years down the road, I'm still going to do this. And let me just give to you a little bit background of myself since ni tayo masyadong magkakilala. And I want to share to you a little bit about my story so that you'll know where I'm coming from, why is this message very close to my heart. I came to know the Lord when I was 18 years old. I grew up in a dysfunctional family. My dad left me. Iniwanan po kami ng tatay ko nung ako po yung sinapupunan pa ng nanay ko. When I was still in the womb of my mom, iniwan po kami ng nanay ko. And I never knew my dad until I was 16, going 17. I'm about to enter school. And growing up in the side of the city, which is in Sampaloc, sino po dito taga Sampaloc dati? And you know that part of the city, Sampaloc, kind of like Tondo, you know, you don't want to grow up in that environment. But I don't regret growing up there, and because great things, you know, occur or grow in those environments. But I grew up in that environment, and being raised by a single mom, and then by age of four, my mom got remarried, nagpasal po ulit nanay ko. And I knew already that the father I look up to growing up is not my own father. So, dahil alam ko po yon at inexplain sa akin ng nanay ko yon, so I still feel insecure, I still feel incomplete. And the result of that, I was rebellious. I grew up in streets. So by the age of 12, 10, I already drinking, already doing some smoking thing, and all crazy stuff. And during those times, I'm trying to prove something. Kaya hindi ko alam where I'm, what I'm doing. And if I will describe you in a picture, what is my life look like before I came to know Jesus Christ, this is the picture I want to show you. That was me before I came to know the Lord. And the reason I'm showing you that picture is because whenever I meet a student and they are saying, I'm hopeless, there's no way God can touch my life, I show them this picture and tell them, you tell me if there's no God who is concerned about you. Because this guy met God and his life was never the same again. And you know, you will meet a lot of students, a lot of young people today who are going through struggles that I've been struggling with when I was still a student. You know, after 11 years of following Jesus Christ and knowing God, I can, you know, proudly say before God, Lord, salamat po. And this is my life today after 11 years. I'm going to show you a picture of my family. And that is me, my wife, and my beautiful daughter, Helena. And if not for God who touched my life, if not for the people who invested their life in me, I wouldn't be where I am today speaking in front of you. And you know, that is God's faithfulness. That is God's love. That is God's heart for the next generation. And the people you're reaching out today, every student, every young people that you're encountering with has a purpose and a destiny. Please look at them the way God sees them. And the Bible says, give honor to whom the honor is due. And I'm going to tell you more. These people, because these people really invested in my life. And I want to show, I mean, pag nakita mo yung asawa ko, little side note, you can really see that God is good. Patingin ako. And you know, whenever I look at them, it reminds me of God's goodness in my life. Sana po ganun po tayo whenever we see our family. And alam niyo po, sige po, palakpakan po natin si Lord. Hindi po sa pagwapuhan yan. Si God lang po talaga yan. And there are people in my life who invested their time, their energy, their effort just to disciple me, just to train me, and to become the man that I am today. And one of the many people that I owe my life to, because God used them, is a man by the name of Pastor Rico Ricaport. He is a man who mentored me. He is my first youth pastor. It was in his youth service I got saved. And this man showed and modeled how it looks like to serve God. Cool, not religious, but so on fire for God. The second man I want to introduce to you is a man by the name of Pastor Ferdy Kabiling. He's our senior pastor, Victor Ortigas. This man mentored me for the love of the Word, loving Jesus wholeheartedly, no compromise, just full, zealous passion serving God. And this man really invested and believed in the lives of me, of the next generation. Next picture is Pastor L.A. Mumar, who is our senior pastor at Victory McCarthy. This person really made an impact in my life. You have to remember this. Okay, I mentioned a while ago, I grew up in Sampaloc. This guy grew up in Valle Verde. This guy is Inglesero, and I am nobody. But you know what? This guy believed in me. And I still remember what he told me. He said, Dan, do not let your situation, your background, determine your future. I believe that. Because this man believed in the next generation. Another man I want to introduce to you is a man by the name of Pastor Paulo Punsalan. He's the senior pastor, lead pastor of Victory Fort Bonifacio. He introduced me to the value of family. Family is the best, the safest space on earth. Why? Because you can feel loved and feel secure in your family. That's what I learned and embraced that. And last but not the least, okay, a man by the name of Pastor Mark Constantino. I don't know if you still remember this. 2001, it was a youth camp. I was still a student. Pastor Mark came, preached a very powerful message. Up until now, I still remember it. I still remember what he says. Save your own Private Ryan. During that time, the war movies came out of the cinema, of Saving Private Ryan. It talks about a group of soldiers going back to save the Private Ryan. And he explained to us that, you know, you have your own private lion who are dying there. You need to go back and save them. That imparts the passion to reach to the lost. That imparts to me the passion to reach the next generation. And when I heard that message, I knew I want to do this for the rest of my life. And these are the men who invested their life, their time, their energy, their resources. And for all the bloopers and all the mistakes that I have made, this man believed. And a young person like me. And I hope 10 years from now, somebody will stand here in front of us and say, this person, this lady, this guy, this man believe in me. I hope that's going to be the heart that you're going to have this afternoon. And this is my spiritual family. And I love this church. I got saved in this church. And I wouldn't be where I am today were not, of course, God and the calling of this church and these people. And talking about church and this spiritual family, in every family there is non-negotiable values. In our family, one of our non-negotiable values is dinner time, family dinner time. We make deliberate effort to employ family dinner time. We talk, we laugh, we share stories, we talk about kung anong nangyari sa whole day namin. We just share our dreams during dinner time. That is important for us. As young as our family today, that's what we do, what we want to do. That's what we want to emphasize in our family. And in your families, maybe you have your own values as a family. And in this church, in this spiritual family, there are also values that we are making a point, and we are so passionate about these values. And one of our values is, you know, we value lost people. That's why we are into church planting. We want to plant church. The reason we build these facilities is because we want to reach to the lost people in this city. The reason it is so excellent is because we want to attract the world so that they can come here and hear the message of God. That's why, that's what we are value. Second is, we are not just a local Christian. We are an international Christian. We are a nations-minded church. That's why one of our values also is world missions. When I was a student, somebody preached to us saying, if you are really serious about following Jesus Christ, all you need to do is have a Bible and a passport. Bible to know God and a passport to go to the nations. That is the values of this church. And the last values that we are so passionate about is all about campus ministry. Importante po sa church namin to, sa natin to. This is the values that we have. We are so concerned about the next generation. That's why we say, if you are a part of this church, you cannot put hold or put out campus ministry, which is the reaching the next generation. And talking about the next generation, last Monday, pumasok na po yung mga estudyante natin. And how many students we have in the house? Great. And you know, I salute you for going to school. And you know what? It's a privilege. More than a right, it's a privilege. But while watching the news the other day, there was a news, a documentary. And do you know how many students came to school last Monday? It's 24.7 million students came to school last Monday. If we are a population of 90 million, meaning to say almost 30% came to school last Monday. And do you know the median age of the Philippines? It's 22 and under. Meaning to say, there are 45 million Filipinos who are under 22 years old. So, ibig sabihin, yung 22.7 na pumasok, hindi pa kasama po doon yung mga out-of-school youth. 23 pataas, those that represent the other half population of the Philippines. We are a young nation. And 24.7 million represent dreams. 24.7 million represent destinies. And while the reporters having those documentary and saying all those stuff about school, he made a comment saying, para sa mga batang ito, ito lang ang puhunan nila para umunlad sa buhay. For these students, for these young people, this ito lang yung means, that is their means to be successful in their life. And while hearing that, yes, I agree that it will help them to be successful in life. But you know what? I believe more than education, something has to happen in the hearts of our young people for them to be successful in life. I believe education is a tool. It's very important. But if you want to be successful in this life, you don't need a tool. You need a transformation of heart. Because when you see people who are educated in the government and the businesses, and you ask your children, do you want to be like that? You don't want them to be like that. You know why? Because you see their lives, you see their families, you see how they conduct in their lives. You don't want it. You know why? Because that only proves and that only shows that education alone will not guarantee success. Yes, it's a good tool. Yes, it's a wonderful tool. And I am for that. And I thank God for my parents who sent me to school. But at the end of the day, something has to happen in the hearts of our young people for them to be successful in this lifetime. And today, we're going to look up a man, a life of a man who was successful in his lifetime. And basing on all this, his decisions, sa lahat ng mga decision na ginawa niya sa buhay niya, I can really say that we can look at his life, at after looking at his life, we can get something out from his life and tell and give to the next generation so that it will ensure success for them. If we are concerned to the next generation and we want to reach the next generation, we don't just give education. We don't just give shelter. We don't just give food. We don't just give clothing. We give something that will transform their lives. We'll give something that will transform our hearts. That's what we're going to look like. Look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 27. It says here, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. When you look at that verse, when you study it a little bit, you will find one decision that Moses made. And this is what the decision that he made. Moses refused the identity that the world or the society was giving on him. Moses refused. If you will study Egyptian culture are known for sensual, vanity, hedonistic culture. He's known for that. Egyptian culture are known for that. So here is Moses, immersed in that culture, giving him that identity. And Moses says, no, I don't want that identity. Moses knew who he was. That's why he never settled for the identity, the culture, the society that is giving on him. Verse 25, another decision that Moses made is in Hebrews 11:25. It says here, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. In this passage of verse, you will see what another decision that Moses made. And that is, Moses refused the identity that the world is giving unto him. Second is, Moses chose purpose over sins and pleasure. Because Moses knew who he was, because Moses knew that he was no ordinary man, because Moses knew he was an Israelite, he belongs to the people of God, he knows he has purpose from God. Rather than giving into the pleasure and sin, what the Egypt is giving on him, he refused that. Moses could have chosen, you know, the life Egypt is giving upon him. Kakain siya, may magsusubo sa kanya. Tatambi siya sa teris ng palasyo, may magpapaypay sa kanya. Pag naligo siya, gagano na lang siya. Kasi may magpapaligo sa kanya. He could have chosen that. But he didn't. You know why? Because he knows he has purpose. The third decision that Moses made, what we can learn from his life, is this, in verse 26 to 27. He says here, he regarded his grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. Verse 27. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. God chose Moses. In other way, Moses chose God. Moses knew and saw the invisible. That is God. Moses made a decision to choose God over what the world is offering to him. And in conclusion, you can look back and read Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. Here are the conclusion I want us to take note. Moses refused to be known because Moses refused the identity the society was giving him. He chose to be mistreated. Moses chose purpose over pleasures and sin. He regarded disgrace because Moses regarded Christ more valuable than what the world offers. These are the decisions that Moses made. And if we are to see the next generation, the young people, be successful in this lifetime, what they need is more than education. What they need is a transformation of heart. And if we are to give what will transform the heart of this generation, we give them this message. The first message we want to tell the next generation, know your purpose. Oh no, sorry, know your identity. Know your identity. Know who you are. Know who you are. Do you know that the biggest struggle young people face today is the issue of identity? They don't know who they are. And do you know that who you are determines what you do? Kung ano ang pagkakakilala mo sa sarili mo, that will determine what you will do. The reason a fish swims because it's a fish. The reason a bird flies because it's a bird. Your identity dictates your action. Do you know why a lot of young people are rebelling, experimenting with drugs, with relationships? You know why? Because somebody out there is not telling them who they are. And the world is telling them who they are. And we don't want that. If we are not serious telling this to the next generation who they are, the world will tell who they are. And let me show you some pictures. Who are some people the enemy is using to shape the identity of the next generation? This girl is Katy Perry. Next picture is Lady Gaga. Do you know these people? I hope you know them. Parents, I hope you know them. Next picture, Bruno Mars. Yung mga estudyante, nakikita. Do you know them? Next picture. Adam Lambert. Next picture. Justin Bieber. Next picture. Do you know what is this show? Glee? Do you know that Glee is a homosexual propaganda by the Hollywood? Do you know that? Because they will not tell that to you. They're fighting for the show Glee because, you know, sinasabi nila, just be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Yun naman yung message ng Glee. And this is a homosexual propaganda. Do you know that there's no generation as our generation today that homosexuality is more celebrated? Mas maraming homosexual lumalabas ngayon. You know why? Because the culture is accepting it. And sad to say, we are embracing it. Next picture. Twilight. We think it's just entertainment. We think it's just movie. Do you know that what the message is this movie telling our next generation? It's okay to rebel against your parents as long as you fall in love to a vampire. It's all in the name of love. You know what are these people are telling the next generation? You are immoral. You are promiscuous. You are not going to amount to anything. Might as well do it. You're not cool. You know what? As a church, we need to tell them, you are holy, you are mighty, you are chosen, you are prince, you are princess, you are model. You tell them who they are. You are royal. The reason a lot of girls jump from one relationship to another is because their dad never told them that they are beautiful. And some jerk out there will tell them, you are beautiful. And that's why, as the problem happens. You tell them who they are. If they don't hear it from you, they will hear it outside. And let me show you another lines from a music songs that our young people are listening into. Because it's a beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey baby, I want to think, I want to marry you. If you wake up and you want to break up, that's cool. No, I won't blame you. It's been fun, girl. It's Bruno Mars. The song is Marry Me. You know what this song is telling the next generation? You're promiscuous. It's okay. It's okay to have a one-night stand. This the world is telling the next generation. This music are shaping the identity of our young people. We need to take a stand and tell them, hey, this is who you are. You are worth waiting for. You are a noble man. You don't go out there and disrespect women. You are a noble man. Noble men make noble deeds. Out of noble deeds, he makes noble plans. That's what the Bible says. You tell them who they are. That's their identity. Second, that we want to tell the next generation, don't just know your purpose, know your identity, know your purpose. Know your purpose. Do you know that superheroes movies today are hit? Pansinin nyo, lahat ng movies na lumalabas ngayon, Thor, X-Men, Kung Fu Panda, tama, Captain America, Green Lantern. You know why it's so hit today? You know what's a hit? Why? You know why? Because it reveals a certain truth deep inside our hearts. Because deep inside of our hearts, we know we are made for something more. That's why when we watch those movies, we feel, wow. You feel validated. You feel good about those movies. You know why? Because it touches your soul. It touches your heart. And if we all feel that, how much more the next generation? Young people today, the next generation knew they are made for something more. But the problem is, no one is telling that they have a purpose. And because no one is telling they have a purpose, the world will tell them, go out there and sin and experiment with drugs, experiment with your relationship because you are made for something more. You experiment with man-to-man relationship, girl-to-girl relationship because you are made for something more. The world is getting the next generation. We have to make a stand and say, sit down with them and tell them, you have a purpose in God. You are made for something more. God will use you like you never imagined. We tell them to that. One day, an MTV executive was being interviewed and a reporter is asking him, How come you're so good at reaching the 14-year-old people, the students? How come you're so good at them? And the MTV executive says, well, we're not actually reaching the 14-year-old students. We actually own the young people. If MTV has the audacity and the confidence to say, we own the young people, how much more the church? How much more God? How much more us? We need to claim the lives of our young people. We need to claim the next generation. Next generation, you have a purpose. If you are a student here, you have an identity from God. You have a purpose from God. Don't let the world fool you, because you have a purpose and you have an identity. And last, don't just tell them, know your identity, know your purpose. Tell them, know your God. Know your God. Tell the next generation, know your God. And you know why? How can you be effective telling the next generation, know your God? You know how you can be effective? You model it to them. You show it to them. Do you know what a lot of young people today, actually majority of young people, they are looking for role models. And they are listening to every word that you're saying. And they've been watching how you live your life. They want to see if the God you're saying is really true. They want to see if the God that you are proclaiming is really real in your life. If you want to tell the next generation, know your God, it has to be real in your life first. Know your God. Tell the next generation, know your God. Know your God. Moses knew his identity and his purpose because he knew God. And let me read to you Exodus chapter 2, 6 to 8. And pamasinin mo, sino ba nagsabi kay Moses nito? Sino ba nagsabi sa kanya nito? And maybe you'll be surprised. This was the time when Moses was thrown in the Nile River, and the daughter of Pharaoh picked him up, and naghanap yung daughter ni Pharaoh ng mag-aalaga, ng mag-ayaya, and goes in this verse. It says here, she opened it and saw the baby. He was crying and she wept sorry for him. This one of the Hebrew's babies, she said. Ito yung anak ni Pharaoh. And then verse 8, his sister asked Pharaoh, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? So naghahanap ng yaya. Verse 8, yes, go, she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. You know who told Moses to know your identity, know your purpose, know your God? You know who was able to do that? The parents of Moses. The moms of Moses. Church, we can be parents of the next generation. We need to tell them, know your identity, know your purpose, know your God. And as I close in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, how can we do this? Is it really possible? Yes, it is possible. In Mark 10, 45 says here, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus Christ from heaven came down here on earth to give his life so that lives will be saved, so that people will come to God. My question for all of us is, will you be like Jesus? Will you give your life? Will you offer your lives for the next generation to know God?